Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Izzy, Ema and Liv with your 11am Zedlines. Across Queensland today, a Guardian Australia investigation into the Queensland Youth Detention Centre has revealed cell block lockdowns became so common some youths were left in detention for months without almost any classes or rehabilitation. Whistleblowers reported that the Townsville Centre had poor living conditions, with both staff and inmates saying the widespread solitary confinement was traumatising for the young people and did nothing to alleviate the threat of reoffending. Genevieve Sinclair, Chief Executive of the Youth Empowered Towards Independence organisation, said, "In the 5 years I have worked here, we have never seen children exiting detention so impacted and angry about the treatment within the detention system."
And in more Queensland news, while discussion around a voice to Parliament has intensified in recent weeks, the Torres Strait community is pushing for their regional sovereignty. The Voice from the Deep, or Mulungu Yanggu Wakai, calls for regional sovereignty in the Torres Strait by 2037. Deputy Mayor of the Torres Shire Council, Gabrielle Barney, said the region wishes to draw more awareness to their cause throughout Queensland. The Torres Strait faces unique issues which haven't been acknowledged within new legislation developments.
And in national news, the Secure Jobs Better Pay Act bargaining reforms will start today, with workers and their unions able to pursue higher wages. Changes to these laws will allow unions to bargain for agreements regarding several employers, known as multi-employer bargaining. It will also assist in relieving cost of living pressures for union members. Australian Council of Trade Unions Secretary Sally McManus says whilst enterprise bargaining will continue, workers and employers now have options which will open up bargaining for so many that were missing out. This brings us in line with many other successful and fairer economies. The Fair Work Commission will also be able to arbitrate over flexible work requests and extensions to unpaid parental leave. The changes have been made to reflect the modern Australian workplace.
In other national news, a Perth man has been left with third-degree burns after his vape exploded in his pocket and lit on fire. The 40-year-old man required skin grafts and 2 weeks in the hospital and faces a full year of treatment to recover. The sale of nicotine vapes is illegal without a doctor's prescription in Western Australia, and doctors say this incident highlights the dangers of vaping.
In international news, over the weekend, heavy rains and multiple landslides unleashed widespread flooding in Haiti, causing the deaths of at least 15 people. According to Haiti's Civil Protection Agency, hundreds of homes were damaged, causing approximately 13,400 people to evacuate as streets turned into rivers. The rains also damaged crops in Haiti's central region.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 20 degrees outside with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, also in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11am. We'll be back on Wednesday with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.